Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheeni Robinson, made her contribution to the sectoral debate on Wednesday, June 28. Emphasis was placed on job creation, the National Employment Portal, and improvements to the PATH programme. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be diversifying and expanding the overseas employment programmes. During the 2015-2016 fiscal year, about 15,000 Jamaicans were employed in the United States and Canada. This year, the government aims to place 16,000 workers in the North American market by the end of the 2017 season.
The prospects and placements in the United States are trending upwards as this market continues to rebound. The growing demand for Jamaican workers in both the agricultural and hospitality sectors resulted in increases of 5.8% and 3% respectively in 2015.
Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson. Minister Robinson says she will be meeting with employers in the US and Canada in the coming weeks to further promote the program and to secure more jobs for Jamaicans. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be pursuing the further development of the National Employment Portal and Labour Market Information System, LMIS. Portfolio Minister Shaheeni Robinson says it is important for the country to improve labour market efficiency through training and certification.
The ministry is moving to position the Labour Market Information System as a national portal for labour market intelligence and information to guide decisions by the various stakeholders who access the service.
Minister Robinson says the country's unemployment rate, averaging over 13% in the last 5 years, is, in part, a result of skills mismatch with attendant oversupply and undersupply in certain sectors. She says the ministry is working to close these gaps through provision of relevant and up-to-date labour market intelligence and career development services. The National Insurance Fund, NIF, has enabled the refurbishing of the Bracco property in Trelawney at a cost of $23 million. The 232-room hotel is an example of several major projects the NIF has undertaken in recent years. Minister Robinson says the NIF will continue work on several programs, including the upgrading of parish offices across the island, so that pensioners and other stakeholders can be provided with quality service.
The fund will also be making changes to the rules governing loan funds that are made available through preferred financial institutions to small and medium-sized enterprises. If we are to grow the economy, small businesses must have access to capital. We are advancing prosperity for small and medium-sized enterprises through the NIF.
Mrs. Robinson says the cumulative assets of the NIF at the end of the last financial year was $80.6 billion, reflecting an increase of approximately $9.1 billion over the previous period. She says the fund is invested in several sectors of the economy and is playing a major role in the growth agenda and wealth creation. The government will be providing an integrated package of social services to about 2,500 families under the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH. Minister Robinson says the government will implement more targeted and streamlined interventions to get more families out of poverty.
The package of social services will increase access to housing solutions, continuing education and skills development, tertiary education, career counseling, job readiness preparation and employment opportunities, and appropriate financial assistance for viable ventures.
The Labour Minister says though the package will take time to implement, the government will be persistent in its effort to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty. The Labour and Social Security Ministry aims to contribute to national development by providing efficient and effective services for all Jamaicans.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.